Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Gospel in 40 Days for Lent. We're getting so close to Easter. Amazing. Today we're going to read John chapters 13 and 14. I'm going to skip all the introductions, but you know where the information is. If you want to go to Italy with me on a pilgrimage with Father Calio, if you want to buy the sacred music, if you want to support the school, or if you want to sign up for a premium member either on Substack or YouTube memberships, all that information is below. Click the links and, you know, do whatever your heart desires. All right, let's get into it. John chapter 13. Before the festival day of the Pasch, Jesus, knowing that his hour was come, that he should pass out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And when supper was done, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, to betray him, knowing that the Father had given him all things into his hands, and that he came from God, and goeth to God, he riseth from supper, and layeth aside his garments, and having taken a towel, girded himself. And after that, he putteth water into a basin, and began to wash the feet of the disciples, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. He cometh therefore to Simon Peter, and Peter saith to him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said to him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith to him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou shalt have no part with me. Simon Peter saith to him, Lord, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head. Jesus saith to him, He that is washed needeth not but to wash his feet, but is clean wholly, and you are clean, but not all. For he knew who he was that would betray him. Therefore he said, You are not all clean. Then after he had washed their feet and taken his garments, being set down again, he said to them, Know you what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say well, for so I am. If then I, being your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that as I have done to you, so you do also. Amen, amen, I say to you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither is the apostle greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, you shall be blessed if you do them. I speak not of you all, I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled, He that eateth bread with me shall lift up his heel against me. At present I tell you, before it come to pass, that when it shall come to pass, you may believe that I am he. Amen, amen, I say to you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send, receiveth me, and he that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me. When Jesus said these things, he was troubled in spirit, and he testified and said, Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you shall betray me. The disciples therefore looked one upon another, doubting of whom he spoke. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples, whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him and said to him, Who is it of whom he speaketh? He therefore, leaning on the breast of Jesus, saith to him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, He it is to whom I shall reach bread dipped. And when he had dipped the bread, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the morsel, Satan entered into him. And Jesus said to him, That which thou dost, do quickly. Now no man at the table knew to what purpose he said this unto him. For some thought, because Judas had the purse, that Jesus had said to him, Buy those things which we have need of for the festival day, or that he should give something to the poor. He therefore, having received the morsel, went out immediately, and it was night. When he therefore was gone out, Jesus said, Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God be glorified in him, God also will glorify him in himself, and immediately will he glorify him. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You shall seek me, and as I said to the Jews, Whither I go, you cannot come. So I say to you now, A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. Simon Peter saith to him, Lord, whither goest thou? Jesus answered, Whither I go, thou canst not follow me, but thou shalt follow hereafter. Peter saith to him, Why can I not follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thee. Jesus answered him, Wilt thou lay down thy life for me? Amen, amen, I say to thee, the cock shall not crow till thou deny me thrice. 14. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If not, I would have told you, because I go to prepare a place for you. And if I shall go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and will take you to myself, that where I am, you also may be. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas saith to him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith to him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. If you had known me, you would without doubt have known my Father also. And from henceforth you shall know him, and you have seen him. Philip saith to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Jesus saith to him, Have I been so long a time with you, and have you not known me? Philip, he that seeth me seeth the Father also. How sayest thou, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I speak not of myself, but the Father who abideth in me, he doth the works. Believe you not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? Otherwise, believe for the very work's sake. Amen, amen, I say to you, he that believeth in me, the works that I do, he also shall do, and greater than these shall he do. Because I go to the Father, and whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask me anything in my name, that I will do. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he shall give you another Paraclete, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, nor knoweth him. But you shall know him, because he shall abide with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but you see me, because I live, and you shall live. In that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith to him, not the Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself to us, and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him, and will make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my words, and the word which you have heard is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things have I spoken to you, abiding with you. But the Paraclete, the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring all things to your mind, whatsoever I shall have said to you. Peace I leave you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth do I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. You have heard that I said to you, I go away, and I come unto you. If you loved me, you would indeed be glad, because I go to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes to pass, that when it shall come to pass, you may believe. I will not now speak many things to you, for the prince of this world cometh, and in me he hath not anything. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father hath given me commandment, so do I. Arise, let us go hence. This concludes another edition of the Gospel in 40 Days. I will see you tomorrow.